You on this wondrous day, as we give thanks to God for and celebrate that Christ has been the cornerstone of Emmanuel Lutheran Church for 125 years. The text for our meditation is our epistle lesson, especially these words: like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to the Lord, a living stone, rejected by men, but chosen and precious in the sight of God, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. I begin with some precious memories of our life and ministry together at Emmanuel, which some of you remember. First time we visited Emmanuel in 1980, we were greeted by streams of joyful children from the school, presenting us with more than 100 pair of hands that they had traced and cut out for us, warmly welcoming us to Emmanuel. Believe it or not, I still have those welcoming hands stored away in my box of Emmanuel memorabilia. And then a couple months later was what I call my baptism at Emmanuel. After 4 inches of rain fell in 2 hours, that quiet little stream at the edge of the property became a raging torrent and filled the church basement with 9 feet of water. There was our new piano floating. After the fire department pumped out the basement the next morning, the hard work of cleanup began, but only 12 people showed up. It was a big job. So that Friday afternoon and evening, I decided it was time for me to get to know the congregation. I took the church directory and I called every family and individual in the church, all 650 of them or whatever it was. And a lot of people were grateful, saying they'd never been asked to help out with anything at Emmanuel. And then, of course, there were a few who said, "Now, what church is that? Oh, out there on Main Street. Oh, yeah, we used to go there. And who are you?" Yeah. I have a lot of other precious memories. Vacation Bible schools that drew 250 children for 2 weeks from the church and school and community. Those joyous Easter services beautified by the Easter garden up here. Christmas caroling, groups of us out to the shut-ins. A 2-hour weekly Bible class that at 2 different times drew 50 people for a 2-year journey through the Bible. The marvelous ministry of Jeff Poole in our school with our youth and seniors. But most important of all, the wonderful people of God who were the backbone of the ministry of Emmanuel and the source of so much joy and blessing to me and to my family. When I began my ministry at Emmanuel in 1980, there were quite a few members who could still remember the old white frame church building on Front Street that was torn down in 1951 when the congregation moved out to the edge of town, what was then called Dartown Pike, to that beautiful new stone church. But I expect there's hardly anyone today here who remembers that old church building or remembers the decade-long ministry of Pastor Ziegler. I understand continued to assist with communion up until age 90. So you have a ways to go, Pastor Judd. A lot of changes in a congregation in 70 years and, of course, in 125 years. Through the years, Emmanuel has been blessed with so many faithful pastors and teachers and lay leaders. Several pastors had long, fruitful ministries here, including, of course, Pastor Judd, who's well surpassed my 16 years of service. Through the years, hundreds of members have come and gone, some transferred to other congregations, and others transferred to the church triumphant in heaven. But there is one thing that never changes. The congregation's mission and message to proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us out of darkness to live in His wondrous and eternal light. Above all, our Savior never changes. Scripture assures us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Yes, Christ is our cornerstone. He always has been, is now, and always will be the cornerstone of Emmanuel Lutheran Church by God's grace. Church members come and go, but one of the great blessings for the good and growth of God's kingdom are church members who come and grow. These are the ones whom Peter calls living stones, people who keep on growing up into Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit at work through God's word and sacraments. Living stones are those who take up their cross daily and follow Christ faithfully. Living stones are committed to share the light and love and saving grace of Jesus Christ with people all around them and people all around the world. By God's grace, you and I are counted among those living stones who are patterned after the living stone. But unlike our perfect Savior, all of us are very imperfect. However, through our faith in Christ, we live in His love and forgiveness, and each day He covers us anew with a robe of His righteousness, which covers over all of our guilty stains. Sadly, there are many people these days, including quite a few who were brought up in the church, who are looking to sources other than Jesus Christ for spiritual nourishment and for hope for the future. They're trying to build their spiritual house on whatever lifeless stones and ideas that suit their fancy at the time. But all they end up with is stone soup, which offers them no real or lasting nourishment or hope or peace. But by God's grace, you and I continue to taste and see that the Lord is good. As we feed on the pure spiritual milk of God's holy word and holy supper, through these means of grace, the Holy Spirit continues to breathe new life into God's chosen people and prevents us from becoming God's frozen people. As we grow in our faith, a living faith, in the living stone, Jesus Christ, and as we build our spiritual life on the foundation of God's word and promises, God's Spirit gathers us together in a spiritual house like Emmanuel. And then working together under the leadership of a pastoral shepherd, God's people focus their efforts on carrying out Christ's mission to make disciples for Christ and to help those disciples keep on growing in their Christian faith and in their life of Christian love and service. This has been the mission of Emmanuel for 125 years. By God's grace, will continue to be its central focus for another century and beyond. But like every congregation in our society and world, we're facing quite a challenge these days. Just as in Peter's day, so today, many people reject God's priceless gifts of forgiveness and new life and salvation, the ones that Jesus earned for us on the cross. Yes, 2,000 years after Peter wrote these words, Jesus, the cornerstone of God's kingdom, is still rejected by many people, continues to be, for all too many people, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. These days, an increasing number of people are taking offense at the exclusive claims of our biblical faith. Many claim that, well, all religions are basically the same. There are many saviors. You know, all roads lead to the same place. Now, Peter says that we are to share our faith with gentleness and respect. But we must always stand firm in our faith. As the hymn says, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Peter says clearly in Acts chapter 4, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to us by which we must be saved. For 125 years, the hearts and lives of literally thousands of people have been touched and transformed by the light and love and saving grace of Jesus Christ through the ministry of Emmanuel's church and school. As you keep on growing God's family in this community and region through the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, and as you keep on providing opportunities for everyone at Emmanuel to grow up in Christ and to serve the Lord with gladness, you will continue to be a bright beacon of Christ's light for countless people who will be richly blessed, as you and I have been, to call Emmanuel our home. May God grant it for the sake of the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds secure and steadfast in Jesus Christ, our Savior, now and forevermore. Amen.
Rise and confess our faith.